Never heard of her.
Well, you don't listen much in breaks.
Or any other time.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're here.
Who are you guys?
Don't listen much during segments either.
Who are y'all? Barbie's been doing traffic for us for quite some time now. Now, Barb's had her share of problems. I mean...
Diarrhea. That other stuff.
Chlamydia.
Oh.
Have a hot Carl.
There's that.
Yeah. I mean, just a slew of things gone wrong. But
shingles.
The other day, she had a really funny moment. Now, her main enemy used to be Barbie's, Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
She just couldn't get that line right. You know, she struggled with, "You're having I'm Arby's." But her voice changed the other day. Now, we noticed this because it's happened to me on a couple of occasions. This is the most famous. This is the infamous Scott Baio moment.
Yeah, they tell me that'll happen.
They tell who what will happen?
Me.
What?
That if they break out the pod, sometimes you have to go to the hospital.
Oh, really?
Because it's too stout.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
What happened to your voice?
Mark that.
What happened to your voice just then? You sound like the mini sirloin burger cowboys.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
Oh, God.
That immediately got the attention of everybody.
Yeah.
So she did it?
So the other day during traffic, yeah, this happened to Barb, and notice the marked voice change.
Marcellus and R.L. Thornton Freeway, 35W leaving downtown Fort Worth northbound from 30 up to Doorside Drive, slow from an earlier accident. For the biggest selection of the smallest cars, look to Smart Center Dallas and Smart Center Fort Worth. Check out their full smart inventory online at smartcenterdfw.com today. I'm on the ticket. I was yawning. Tickets. Could you tell? Tickets sticking up your tailpipe traffic for
what
Modio.
Are you doing?
Formerly known as Home. I was yawning. I was trying not to yawn through my traffic. Sorry.
So was everybody else.
Modio. Bye.
I didn't catch your line.
I just said it.
Could you tell?
I Barb Smith.
Play the old thing again.
Marcellus and R.L. Thornton Freeway.
I think it's right around North Red. You can hear it start to waver.
From 30 up to Doorside Drive, slow from an earlier accident. For the biggest selection of the smallest cars, look to Smart Center Dallas and Smart Center Fort Worth. Whoa. Check out their full smart inventory online at smartcenterdfw.com today.
She was yawn talking.
She was. That had a lot of Layla in it, too, there at the end. Where
yes,
she just kind
of falling apart. Like the heroin just finally hits her brain.
Right, right. Oh, that was funny. It was funny being in here and kind of not paying attention and then suddenly looking up going, what the hell?
I Barb Smith.
Barb Smith?
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's how that's ticker ticker.
I Barb Smith.
And she just nods off into the arms of Morpheus.
Mm, wow. Aubrey. If you listen to Why Today Doesn't Suck, you're very familiar with Aubrey. If you listen to any of our commercials...
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, yeah.
You're very familiar with Aubrey. Aubrey voices the majority of our commercials. He is a tremendous voice artist.
Gravy. Oh, yeah.
A true voice talent who has been reduced to that.
Yeah.
Premature ejaculation.
But even the greats struggle with some copy. Now, Aubrey gets handed probably 10 scripts every hour that he has to voice and make right for the client. And so I'm surprised that this doesn't happen more
often.
Because
he does it for all four stations, right?
I think so. No,
you mean all three?
We're having trouble with our FM sister right now.
Struggling.
The three that are presently active and the four that is stunting.
And running commercials. No, I thought that upstairs that...
We don't know any of this. Let's just stay on task.
So Aubrey was doing a commercial for O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Right. And featured in this spot is a car polish called Meguiar's. Everybody knows Meguiar's car polish. Well... apparently, he thought that the little lowercase I was an L.
Well, sometimes when you get copy, like it's been literally copied like
over
10 times.
It's distorted.
The dot on an I can morph into what looks like a lowercase L.
So this is what we got.
Well, hang on. Just try to imagine, though, the word that he says. What, has anyone ever heard of this word?
It sounds like an alien from a planet.
Right. This is not Meguiar's. It's this.
Get the best brands at low prices with great advice from people you know at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep your vehicle in showroom condition with selected Meguiar's car care products. Now 2 for $10 at your nearby O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Meguiar's is the global leader in vehicle appearance care and the choice of professional detailers everywhere. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR and Texas Motor Speedway. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Meguiar's.
So let's get this straight.
We are the aliens Meguiar's from the planet Megula.
It is so Ron Burgundy and WoodsOnRun.com.
Meguiar's.
You just read whatever is written. So Meguiar's is spelled M-A-G-U-I-R-E-S.
M-A-G-U-I-A-R-S.
That's how Meguiar's...
It's a weird... Yeah, it's a different... It's not like M lowercase C G U I R E S.
Okay.
Not the Irish way. It's a different way.
Meguiar.
Meguiar's.
So I heard that and some P1 called and he goes, dude, I think that's supposed to be Meguiar's car polish. And we went back and listened to it and I was like, you're damn right.
What did Aubrey say?
I was going there. I go, what the hell is a Meguiar? You might want to recut that. I think that's Meguiar's. He was like, gee, damn it. And he just like went back to work.
Did he say, oh, gravy?
No, he fixed it.
Gravy.
All Meguiar's. Right.
Premature ejaculation. Oh, yeah.
God. Last Friday was a tough one for a lot of people. Mainly me.
Hila.
It was just, look, fight night was Thursday night. And I celebrated the success of Fight Night. I decided to take it upon myself to celebrate for the entire station. Even though some of my cohorts were celebrating with me, including Groobs and Michael, we were at the same establishment.
By the way, I just got the original copy for the Meguiar spot, and it's an I with a dot over it.
It is?
Yeah.
Meguiar's.
Meguiar's.
So awesome. All right, thanks, Cactus.
But they were not doing their part, I determined, and so I decided to drink for the both of them. And I did.
I was doing my part.
Me too.
I guess not good enough. I determined that you were not celebrating hard enough. So
look, I do my part every day.
I know.
I'm out there busting my ass.
You really are. And that's why I'm not including you in this. But I had a really rough night and an even rougher next day. So the next day,
I killed a girl.
The next day on the air, it was just get me through to 7 o'clock, and we were on remote in Flower Mound, and I mean it was just obvious that things weren't going well. So this is me. Am I answering a question here or just starting a sentence?
Oh hell, I don't know.
Well, I can't even get word one out.
Something quite interesting is going on here at Tom Thumb and Flower Mound.
We have a rapidly developing scene.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Good Lord, are you all right?
Wow.
Oh, God. And you could hear me coughing in the background as Mike was talking.
The whole show. It was the whole show,
this
man.
This is me trying to clear my throat, and boy, I did a real good job of it, too.
Something quite interesting is going on here at Tom Thumb and Flower Mound.
We have
there's the beginning of it. There's
rapidly
the remedy.
Developing scene.
Yeah. Oh,
success.
No.
You detected it, you did something about it, and boy, you really just snapped right back.
I love what a smooth pro I am. Yeah. It's not like, hang on for a second. It's, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, you just know better. You don't try to cover up for your buddy, and Mike wasn't like, anyway, we're still out here at Albertson's and Flower Mound. I mean, it's just...
Tom Thumb.
It's just...
Tom. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's okay, little buddy. We're still broadcasting.
The home of Kelly Clarkson. Well, you're getting water.
Oh, yeah. You're just over there laughing.
The paddles were coming out.
Yeah.
It was a very tough day for him. a very tough day.
Was it a tougher day for me, or was it a tougher day for our engineer, Killer Kelson?
Well, that's very debatable.
It's subjective.
Because after my episode, we told the killer that we would give him $500 if he ate a 20-ounce raw steak. To which there was no hesitation. It was, I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a whole paycheck for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went and got a 20-ounce prime cut of beef and laid it in front of the killer, and away he went. We gave him 1 hour to eat a 20-ounce raw steak, fat included.
Oh.
Oh.
So what point is this in the conversation where is
I
this...
I think you're asking if he regrets doing this, I believe.
Okay, is this the Yawal moment?
This is the Yawal.
Okay, so this is... now, this is the original Yawal with the hammer.
He says he's in the tournament reduction business. Yawal, why can't all athletes be like him?
I don't know.
I love your response.
I don't know.
You obviously...
You heard something.
Did Tay, you're like, what? Did you just say Yawal to start your sentence?
Yawal.
Yawal.
That actually began a sentence.
It's unbelievable.
So
is this.
The killer had a very familiar Yawal. Now he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin in promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
Now what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
Hey, gotta try something.
Bye. What a jaw wall moment that was.
Bye.
God, and we were all over it.
What was he doing?
Bye.
Was he, like, honoring Ted Kennedy?
Hi.
Oh, that's so funny. It's funnier. It's much funnier.
Yeah, well.
It's much funnier when you start a sentence with something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Yawal, it's pretty much untouchable, but play the long version of the killer again. Now, he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin, in promotions, went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
Now what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
Gotta try something.
Bye. What a jaw wall moment that was.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Well,
oh, poor killer.
It was a fun Friday.
And he only got 3 bites into it before he hit a fat pocket.
Right, and gave up.
And that ruined it for him.
Did you give him a set of headphones
and gave
at least?
Many, yeah, I did. Many drops.
I started gagging before I could swallow.
Oh, God.
No, I gotta go poop.
Oh. What was that?
After he had quit and was so defeated.
He gave up.
We don't have a long version of that, do we?
No.
God, that's funny. All right. Well, there you go. There's some fun with real audio for today.
Megulars.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yawal.
I bought Smith.
Megulars. Megulars. All right, should we go to the phones to vote?
There's no voting. We don't vote on this.
Well, do we have boots to give away?
Yes, we'll give away boots.
And diamond-cut jeans. Hello? And passes to Sim Fighters as
right.
Well.
Anything you want. Full service station.
The Ranch Report.